Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, top of the page. Okay, we're speaking about the bringing Yosef's Aron over to Eretz Yisrael. V'lo asik be Moshe, Yisrael lo havu miyaske be. If Moshe hadn't been osik in it, Yisrael would not have done it. In other words, wasn't Yisrael also concerned about bringing Moshe's Yosef's bones over that we see only Moshe's mentioned? It says Ve'azatzmos Yosef Asher Alu B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim Kavru V'shem. So we see that at least after this pasuk is after Moshe's death that B'nei Yisrael did care about it. So how come it's only mentioned, you know, that Moshe did it? Visu, and furthermore, Elo Yaske be Yisrael, Banav Elo Havim Yaske be, and it mentions Yisrael, doesn't mention the sons of Yosef. So what, they didn't care, Lechor, they did care about Yosef's bones. It says, Vaksiv, in Yeshua, it says, Vayul Ivnei Yosef Lenachala, that they had Yosef buried in their Nachala. So what do we see? They did care about him. Zachum, they're not mentioned. So now the Gemara answers both questions. First, the last question first. So Amru, so B'nai Yosef said that Hanichu lo, let our father Yosef be dealt with by B'nai Yisrael and not us. Why? Because Kvodo b'maru bim yoter b'muatim. It's better that it's more covered b'rovam, as we say, b'rovam hadras melech, more people, it's more covered. So let B'nai Yisrael do instead of us, only us, because they're the rov. Visu, and the second, now we're going back to the first question, why is it mentioned afke that Moshe did it when also Klal Yisrael did it? So Amru, Heinichu lo, Kvodo b'gdolim yoter mi'b'ktanim. Because they said, Israel said, it's more covered that Moshe should take care of it, because he's more chashev, he's a gadol. And the gadol taking care of it, it's more covered for the nifter, if the gadol takes care of it, then nas aktan. Okay, let's see Rashi. Below Yasek Bey Moshe Vachule, Kolomar. Hey Echenichu Yisrael Moshe Lisasek Bolavado. Why did they leave Moshe to do it? Vichilo Chashu Lishvua Vimlonis. Didn't they care about the Shvua that they made that they're going to bring Yosef's bones over? Vilonis Ask Moshe. Well, Moshe Lohayu Misaskim. What? And if they wouldn't have done it, if Moshe wouldn't have done it, they wouldn't have done it either. Aye, there is the Shvua. V'aksi v'chulei kolomar he'achei nichu Yisrael l'moshe l'isasek sorry v'aksi v'gomer v'chulei alma la'achar sheniftar Moshe bar vosmo, as we said, after Moshe died niskasku behen Yisrael ve'virum la'es yarden. So then Yisrael did it, not just mentioned him in a Yosef. V'su ilo havu misasek be'Yisrael la'achar sheniftar Moshe banav mi lo havu miyaske be. What, Yosef's sons wouldn't have done it? V'achei nichu banav. Why did the sons, Yosef's sons, leave it? As Sha'ara Amli Sasek Bo, and they left it for everybody else to do it. Vaksiv, Bishchem, Vayu, Ivne Yosef, Lenachala. So is buried in Shchem, their Nachala. Alma, Benachala Sam Kavru, they buried in their Nachala. The Chaviv, Hayalim. So their father was very dear to them. So Amru Banav, Batsmam, they said to themselves, Anichalo Isasu Barakol Yisrael, let all Yisrael do it, because there we said is the Merubin, Kvodo Merubin Yotem Mimuatim, Yisrael Amru Batsmam, and Yisrael said, Moshe Kain, while Moshe was still alive, Hinichulo, Shisasekpo, Moshe, let Moshe do it, Levado, because Kvodo Bigdolim Yotem Mikdanim. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Kavru Bishchem. So it says that Yosef was buried in Shechem. Mai shna b'Shechem? Why dafka did they bury him in Shechem? Our answer is Amir Bichama, Rabbi Chanina, Mishchem gnavuhu, v'lishchem nachzir avidaso. Since he was that's in Shechem, that's where he was sold to the Ishmaelim. They sold Yosef, so he should be buried there, as if to say that the avedas returned. You know, the aveda of Yosef, he was lost. Now he's being returned, so he should be buried there where he was returned. He returned to the place where he was sold. Okay, so Rashi says over here, Mishchem gnavu, dichsiv, as it says, Veishalcheu me'ei mechevron, v'yavoshchema. So Rashi can explain, it doesn't seem this way in the psukim. It seems to be that Moshe was, Yosef was sold not in Shechem but in Dothan. Right, that's what it seems to say in the pasuk, because he came to Shechem, and it seems to be that he met the Ish over there, and he said, your brothers went to Dothan, and then so it seems like then he went to Dothan, and that's where he was dealt with. He was sold, but Rashi explains it because here it clearly says not that way. Here it says Shechem, so Rashi explains the how to read the psukim over there. So he says, "Vishalcheu me'eme Chevron v'yavosh Shechem." Right. So Yosef came to Shechem. V'shamayu roim v'dosan enu ena mekom. So that, you know, it's when he was at Shechem, that's where they were roim. Aye, but it says dosan in the pasuk. V'dosan ena makom. So Rashi says the dosan is not a makom. We'll see what it is in a minute. But it says Vayomer Haish Nasu Mizeh, and it says Kishamati Omrim Nelchadotaina. It seems to be like it is a place because the Ish says, "Oh no, they're not here. I heard they went to Dothan." So it sounds like it's a place. So Rashi says, "No, Kach Amar Lo." This is what the Ish told Yosef. Ata Omer Esachaya Nochim Evakeish. You're saying, "Oh, I'm looking for my brethren." So Nasu Mina Achvazos. So what the Ish told him was, your brother? You're looking for your brothers? Forget about your brothers. They're not your brothers anymore. Nasu minachvazo. Just travel from this brotherhood. In other words, forget about this. They're not your brothers. Ve'ein machzikin atzman ke'achim. They don't hold like they're your brother. They're your brother anymore. So leich, so go. Why? Ki shamati amrim nelcha dotayna would mean nelcha unevakesh dat dasos v'dinim. In other words, dosan is like a notrikon for dasos and dinim, like laws and legalities. Heyachla miso, meaning that they are looking for a way of dasos and dinim of how to do away with you, how to kill you. Im yavo etzlenu, right? If they say, if he comes by us, what can we do to get rid of him? Right, that's there's no ma'achva anymore. So that's what it means. Not that it's not a place. It was that. So therefore, it all happened in Shechem. Okay, back to the Gemara. Kashu kraya dade. So you have a seeming steer in the psukim. Ksiv, it says v'yikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. It says that Moshe took atzmos Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Uksiv, and we saw the pasuk before said not that way. It said v'atzmos Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael. It says that Bnei Israel took his bones. So what is it? Was it Moshe? Was it Israel? So I'm Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Kolo said davar velo gamro uba achir v'gmaro malavakasuv al shegamaro keilu asau. So if a person begins something, does a mitzvah or whatever, and he doesn't finish it, and somebody else comes along and finishes it, so it's considered as if he did it, the one that finishes it. Okay, so therefore Moshe started it, but then Klal Yisrael finished it, and it's called in their name. That's why it says, Helu Bnei Yisrael. I, Bnei Yisrael, I thought it was Moshe. No, it's called after Bnei Yisrael's name. Why? Because they finished it. Somebody starts and leaves something, so it goes by the one that finishes it. So they ask a good kash over here. They say, we know in other places in Shas, more brachas and elsewhere, it says that if a person has intent to do something, chishev lasos, the mitzvah, or whatever it is, and then nenas, and then an onus happens, it's considered as if he did it. Right? So that's exactly what happened with Moshe. He didn't like just drop in, say, I don't want to do this anymore. He was nenas. So he wanted to continue, take it into Israel, Yosef's bone, but he was stopped because he died before he could. So he was nenas. So Luchura, why is it called after Elshem Gamro? That I can see, you know, a guy just drops it in the middle and then somebody else takes it over, so it goes after the guy that finishes it. But Moshe was stopped by an onus. So it should be considered as if he did it, because he did a bonus, he dropped a bonus. So some want to say that in a Chanami, it doesn't say here that it was not called, it was called the name Moshe also. It says, as it says, Yikach Moshe Satsma Yosef Imo. It mentions that he did it. But the idea is that since Klal Yisrael finished it, it's also called in their name. It's called in Moshe's name because he started it and he was stopped by Ones, so he also mentions if he did it. But Klal Yisrael also mentioned because they finished it, so it's called in their name as well since they finished it. Okay, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Moridin Oso, somebody Migdulaso, somebody who starts something and ends to finish it, he's taking down from his Gdula. See, here's the difference, as we're going to see. Diksiv Vayhi Beisahi Vayer Yehuda. Right, so here Yehuda was taken down because he started in the midst of saving Yosef when he said Ma'betza ki naragas achinu mechesinu esdamo, and he didn't finish. But here he did like drop it. So here it's not mentioned in Ishvach. Here it just says he was taken down, as opposed to like he said in Moshe that was different. Moshe didn't drop it. He was nenas. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar. Af kover ishto banav, someone who drops a mitzvah in the middle, he's buries his wife and kids. Diksiv, as we see by Yehuda as well, but Tamas bas Shua, Eishes Yehuda, he lost his wife. Uksiv, Yamis Erva Ona, and he lost his kids also. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mipnei Man Nikre Yosef Atzmos Bechayav. Why is Yosef called bones in his lifetime? That he told his brother Ve'elisem es atzmosai mizeh, he said he called himself bones while he was still alive. Mipnei shelo micha b'chvod aviv. So he did this because he felt bad that he was not didn't protest when for the kavod of his father. Dekamri lei, because when his brothers came down to Mitzrayim, they didn't know who he was, and they said avdecha avinu, that our father your slave. Right, because they didn't know who they didn't know it was Yosef, but they so and Yosef just stood there and heard that that his father was called his slave. He didn't say anything. But lo amar lehu v'lo midi, he didn't say anything. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yisema Rav Chama, Rav Yichanina, Mipnei Ma Meis Yosef Kodem Leachav, Mipnei Shehini Gatzma Barabanus. Why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because he acted with authority. Okay, Rashi now. Hachaksi vayikach Moshe v'lo sharam, not anybody else, it's Moshe. Hamoridin oso migdula. So, if he drops the mitzvah, he's taken down from his gedula. Mina shemaim lematchil veino gomer. Somebody who starts and doesn't finish. Elaim kain nanas. Unless he was nanas like Moshe. Shemait ve'yark. We said Moshe was not taken down, I think, because it was not his fault. He just died ve'yark. No, you can't blame him. V'yer Yehuda, Shehu itchil batzalas Yosef. He was taken down because he started with saving Yosef, b'sha'amar and ma'betza, v'lo gamar, but he didn't finish. Nikra Yosef atzmos b'chayav, sh'ne'emar, it says, v'alisem es atzmosai mizeh, v'odenu chay, was still alive. Okay. Back to the Gemara. V'yosef hurad Mitzrayim. Mitzrayimas, Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Al tikre hurad el horid. Say that that Yosef took down, meaning Shehorid itztagnine Paro migdulasan, that Yosef took down the astrologers of Paro from their gedula. Why? Because they didn't know how to interpret the dreams, and he did. So they lost their cheshivas. V'ikneu Potiphar Sris Paro. It says also that who bought Yosef? It was Potiphar, the Sris of Paro. So here Sris means like a tsar, like a minister. But what happened? Amar Rav Chiknao La'atzmo, that Potiphar originally saw how beautiful Yosef was, and he bought him for himself, means for Mishkav Zachar. But then what happened was Ba Gavriel Ufero. And then Gavriel came, though, and he castrated him. Mikaraksiv, because we see it in the pasuk, it says that originally, as we said, Potiphar, he was called Potiphar. Ulebasov, afterwards, after Gavriel dealt with him, he turned into Potiphera, which says that's the lashon of Per-O, like we said, which is castration. So he became a eunuch, as they call him. Okay, says Rashi, Shehori itztagnine paro migdulason keshepatar eschalom. When Yosef interpreted a dream, behem lo yadu lepat, they didn't know how. Le'atzmo, he bought it for himself. Lemishkav zachor mitoch yofio, because he was so good looking. Per'o, hainu sris yisira, that's very serious. Sris, sirus is called per'o. Ba Gabriel v'sirus logaris. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Milanu gadom mimoshe v'chule, we said in the Mishnah. Vayomer Hashem Eli Ravlach. So now we're going to have something for this week's Sedra. Yeah. Not Yosef, the Potiphar.
Potiphar.
Because he wanted to have Mishkav Zachar with Yosef, so the Gavriel castrated. Okay, now we have something for this week's Sedra coming up. Vayomer Hashem Eli Rav Lach. So when Moshe was davening to come into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said, no, it's enough. Al tosef davar elai od b'davar hazeh. That's it. You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Levi, that by Korach, right? It says, we say that b'rav biser, Hashem used the lashon of Rav, that Moshe, excuse me, used the lashon of Rav by Korach, right? Rav lachem b'nei Levi. And as a punishment for that, Barab Bisruhu, so Hashem punished him with the same lashon of Rav, and now and didn't let him enter Israel. Barab Biser, where do we see that? By Korach and Adaso, it says Barab Lachem Bnei Levi, and Barab Bisruhu, where is that? As it says, V'lachein Rav Lach, right? That since he said Rav Lachem Bnei Levi, so Hashem says the same lashon of Rav, you can't go into Israel. Right, so the obvious question is, what was so bad about Moshe telling Korach and Adaso, Rav Lachem Bnei Levi, when he was speaking to these tzaddikim, you know, he's speaking to these rishayim. So he said, Rav Lachem, and what was so bad about that? He had to be punished for that, and Hashem didn't let him to Israel, and says Rav. So, one pshat they say is that, of course, what Korach and, you know, the Adaso wanted was not right, but there was an element of good there in that they wanted more, right? They wanted more. But it's good to want more. They just didn't direct it in the right direction, you know. You don't go, you know, wanting to take over Moshe, but the idea of wanting more of, you know, I even want more mitzvahs, I want to, you know, be a Kohen Gadol, you know. Okay, so they had something right there, it's just that the way they directed it was wrong. So therefore, Moshe shouldn't have said, Rav Lachem Bnei Levi, you shouldn't want more. Okay, you can want more, it's just you got to do it in the right way. So, since he said it wrong, you know, Rav Lachem, you know, you shouldn't want more, so then Hashem, Mina Kedegin Mina, told Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing, why do you want to go to Yisrael? Oh, because I want more, I want to do more mitzvahs than I can do in Chutzlars. You want more? Okay, just like you told Korach, you know, you shouldn't want more, so I'm telling you also you shouldn't want more, you know, part of the punishment. Okay. Davar Acher, another pshad in the Rav Lach, Rav Yeshlach, that Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a Rav. You have somebody that's going to be take over from you. Umanun, who is that? Yeshua. Davar Acher, another pshat, Rav Lach, is milashon of it's enough. Right? Shelo yamru harav kama kashe. He said to Moshe, stop begging me to come into Israel. It's enough. Why? Because it doesn't look so good. Shelo yamru, people shouldn't say that harav, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu over here, kama kashe. You know how stern he is. He's not giving in. He's not letting you go in. And betalmid kama sarven. And you, the talmid, how much you're pleading. You're pleading like crazy. It's enough. It doesn't look so good here. V'kol kach lama, and now going back and say, and why in fact was Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with so harshly? Okay, he says, Rav Lachem Bnei Levi, like we say, this didn't say it right or whatever, but so why was he punished so severely? So Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Lefum Gam Lashichna, because according to the camel is the load. In other words, the more chasheva you are, Hashem is medaktik, tzadiki mechutasar. The greater you are, the more medaktik Hashem is with you. Okay, Rashi. Rav Biser es b'nei machlokto, as he said, Rav Lachem b'nei Levi, v'kadosh baruch hu medaktikim etzadikim kechutasar, like we said, v'nei nash b'oto mida. Rav Yeshlach, you have a Rav, Yigia Malchuto Shea Yeshua. Yeshua's Malchus has come now, Ve'en Lecha Malchus Nugas Bechaverta, so you have to die. Davar Acher, Rav Lach, die Lach, it's enough for you. Al Tarbe Bechvakashash, Lo Yomru HaRav Kamakashe, Ze'eno Shamea L'Talmi, he's not listening. V'Talmid Kamep Sarvan, Sarvan means here Mafzir, that he's like pleading and asking and begging. V'Lashon Chachamim Hulach, the Lashon of Sarvan, Hayum Sarvin Bo Lisa, he's giving other example, we see Lashon of Sarvan. The sared means to plead. That hayu misarvim bo lisas basachoso in the darim bayu misarvim bo sheyochalimo and shvuas etc. The fum gam lashichna lefi koach hagamal marbim baso. The great bigger the camel, the more load you can put on. So afkan lefi tzit kaso midaktek achara. Okay, back to the Gemara. Vayomer alehem ben meyav esrim shana anochi hayom. So Moshe said, today I'm 120 years old. Shein talmud lomer hayom. Why do you have to say hayom? So we learn from here, Hayom lo yemei shnosai. Moshe was saying, today, exactly today is my birthday. Right, today I'm exactly the day I was born. It's the same date. L'amencha shekadosh baruch hu mashlim shnoseim shel tzadikim miyom yom mechodesh lechodesh. That Hashem is fills up the tzadik. They die the same day that he was born. Diksiv, as it says, as mispar yamecha amalei lo chal od letzeis v'lavo. So what's that mean? Lo chal. Moshe said, okay, that's it. I can't go and come anymore. My letzeis v'lavo. Ilema letzeis v'lavo mamash. If you want to say, it means literally he's very weak. He couldn't go and come anymore. That's not true. Vaksiv it says also, Moshe ben Meyav esrim shana b'moso lo naslecho. We said his vigor didn't leave him. He was still strong even the day he died. And not only that, uksiv yal Moshe mi'arvos moav el har navo. Moshe went up the mountain. V'tanya, it says in the Brisa, 12 miles shayusham. There were 12 steps to go up the mountain. Upsan Moshe, and Moshe did it b'psiachas. He jumped 12 steps in one shot. So he's obviously in good shape. And so couldn't be that he was physically weak. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Bionis, and Latzeis V'lavo means that not physically couldn't go in and out. It means b'divrei Torah. I mean, he couldn't discuss Torah anymore. He was weak in Torah. Melamech and istatmu mimenu shari chokma. At that point, the day of his death, the shari chokma was taken away. Couldn't learn Torah anymore. Pasuk said, "V'yelech Moshe v'yeshuv v'yasfu be'ohel moed." Tana osa Shabbos shel dio zuge haisa. That Shabbos. Mashma from here, the Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter on Shabbos, which presents a question from other sources, which seems to be that Moshe wrote the end of the Torah on the day of his death, which is a problem because he died on Shabbos, whatever. But according to this, it seems to be died on Shabbos, because it says on that Shabbos, there was a pair. The Nitla Rishus Mizeh was the Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rishus was taken away from him, V'nitna Li Yeshua, and then the other half of the pair of Yeshua was given over to him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda mil malei mikra kasu v'yevshar lomar. Wonderful, the pasuk here would never be able to say such a thing. What is that? That heichen Moshe meis. Where did Moshe die? Right, Be'er Yarden was bechelko sheruvei. Diksiva that says v'yal Moshe marvos moav el har Nevo. And where's Nevo? Nevo bechelko sheruvei kaima. Diksiva neiruvein banu v'gomer ves Nevo v'gomer. So we see there was in the chelik of Reuven. V'heichan Moshe kavur, right? He died in the chelik of Reuven. Well, where was he actually buried? B'chelko shel Gad. D'ksiv, as it says, v'yar reishis lo, right? Kisham chelkak mechelik zafun, etc. And in Hare, we see that he was buried actually in the chelik of Gad. U'mechelko shel Reuven ad chelko shel Gad kama. How far is it? How far is it from Reuven to Gad? It's arba milin. It's like about 4 kilometers away. So oton arba milin mi holicho. So how did he get from there to there so fast? So the Gemara answers milamei chaya Moshe mutal bechanfei shechina, that Moshe was in the wings of the Shechina, and the Shechina brought him over. So it said if it wasn't for the pasuk, you couldn't say such a thing. Okay, umalachei sharis omrim. Tzidkas Hashem, now we're hearing the various hespedim that were said about Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Malach Hashari said the following pasuk: Tzidkas Hashem asah mishpatav im Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Hashem's hesped of Moshe was mi yakum li imireyim mi yisasev li im poalei aven. Who's going to get up and be mochiach the people that like in my name like Moshe did. Ushmuel Amar, the hesped of Hashem was mi kehach hachacham umi yodeya pesher davar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and hachochma mein timatzei. Who's going to find the chochma? That was the hesped. Rabbi Nachman Amar, v'yamas sham Moshe, eved Hashem, etc. That was the hesped. Samalion was the name of a chacham. He said, "Amar Aviyamas Shamoshe Safra Rabbi Israel." And Moshe Rabbeinu died. The Safra Rabbi, the great sofer, great chacham of Israel. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Gadolomer Shneimasar Miel Al Shneimasar Miel Keneged Machane Israel Basko Mashmiya Veomer. It was a very loud basko that went Shneimasar Miel when Moshe Rabbeinu died and said Veyamas Moshe Safra Rabbi Israel. And Moshe died, the great sofer of Israel. Veyeshar Miim Lomes Moshe. And there's a sheet that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. Right, the Lomes Moshe at all. Where do we see that? Ksiv Hacha, it's Gzeir Shabbat. It says over here, Vayamasham Moshe, right, Vayamasham. And it seems over there, Hasam, when Moshe was in up in Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, it says, Vayi Sham, also Sham, Im Hashem. So Mala Halan, just like over there, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. He was Omed U'Meshamesh. He was there standing and being Meshamesh Hashem. So Afkan, also here, when he went up to the mountain to die, also Omed U'Meshamesh. He's still Omed U'Meshamesh. Lifnei Hashem, Moshe Benu never died. Okay, some Rashi's Hayom La'o Bayom Zeh Noladati Lo Nas Lecho Lo Barach Lachluchis Kocho Lecho Lalech is like moisture. He didn't lose his we said his vigor. Dio Zuge Dat Shnei Zugo Shnei Chaverim Hayuva. There are two friends. Tlat Tchilas Hayom the Moshe. Beginning was Moshe, and the end was Sofer LeYeshua. Bekan Fi Ashkina, Bekana Falavu Shodo. Ashkina. Miyakum Li Mareim. Lach Lachicham Lishmi. Who's going to give them Musar in my name? Pesher Davar Shaya Yodea Lasot Pshara Beini Uvein Benai. Hashem says Moshe knows how to make Pshara between me and my sons. Somalian we said with Hashem Chacham. Okay, back to the Gemara. Vayikbor also begai beretz Moab mul beis Peor. Amar Rab Brechia siman betoch siman. That where Moshe died, it was there were buried whatever. There was a siman betoch siman. It was, I mean, the number of places were mentioned over here. We see Gai, Eretz Moab, mul beis Peor. But filu hachi, even though all these simanim are given, so you think you can be able to pinpoint where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, yet velo yadayish at kuraso. Nobody knows where he was buried. Ukfar shalcha, malchus harasha, etzel, yudalam at aleph, gastera. Gastera is like a military governor. Shall base Peor. So the Romans sent this governor to find Moshe Rabbeinu's burial place. Harenu Heichan Moshe Kavur. Let's go tell us where he's buried. So what happened? Amdulamala, they stood on the top, and Nidmelahem, they said, oh, there it is, we see it's down there, Lamata. So then when they went down, Lamata, Nidmelahem, that it was Lamala. They said, oh, hell, there it is, up Lamala. So what did they do? Okay, so we'll split up into two groups. Some will go on top, some will go on the bottom. So that's what they did. They split up. So those who were up at top need melehem the lamata, that he was on the bottom. And the lamata, those who were on the under and the bottom, need melehem the lamala, he was on top. That was said, and we don't know where Moshe was buried. Rav Chama Rabbi Chanina Amar, Af Moshe Rabbeinu, Eino Yodei Heichan Kavurin. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know where he was buried. Ksiv Haka says over here, "Velo yada ish es kfuraso." Says ish, "Ksiv hasam v'zos abracha asher berach Moshe ish Elokim." Okay, last Rashi's samayim. That's siman betoch siman. Last Rashi, you give them a base. Kalomar simanim harbe. We have a lot of simanim here. Beres Moav and Gai and Mul's base Peor. Vafabikan lo yada, etc. And Rashi Gastera is Moshel, is like I said, like a military governor, Moshel. Kamashe Amar, as it says, Kumus Tuchus, Vishilton, Mechaviro, Rihutun, Korten, is a Gastera. Okay.